Okay, so you've got StreamLink, our Apple iPhone app, the Daily Coast Zone free email newsletter, but don't forget the After Dark magazine. Every month you can read editorials from me, George Norrie, interviews you don't hear on the air, articles on the internet, and news stories not covered by the mainstream. Simply subscribe now and cover all of your coast-to-coast AM bases. Call 1-888-261-6392. 1-888-261-6392 or subscribe online at coasttocoastam.com.
Now we take you back to the night of February 26th, 1998, on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
We've got a caller on the line. I need to finish this call. And then the author of the article entitled, Is Art Bell on Secret Government Black Op Payroll? Is online. He sent me a fax. I'll read you the fax. If you want to see this article saying that I speculating that I might be on the black ops payroll, I did say indictment earlier. Indicts me, sort of. This person is on the line, and we're going to talk to him in a moment. West of the Rockies, you're back on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. I was just wanted to kind of go along with you on what you were saying about the Big Bang Theory and stuff. I can't really get into it either. It doesn't seem possible that all the material in the universe could be squeezed down.
I tell you, how much I believe it? I believe it about as much as I do the tooth fairy now. You know,
yeah, really.
I mean, when I was really young, I left a buck, I mean, a tooth under the bed, and I always got a buck next morning.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
Mm.
But we're not physicists. What do we know?
That's true, and no disrespect to Dr. Michikaku.
Very good. Very well said, sir. All right, thank you.
And thanks for the opportunity to say hi.
Take care. All right, now I just received the following facts. Let me read it verbatim. Art, I heard you talking about my black ops post at 12:30-ish. You said indictment. Like I said in my email last week, it was not that. And in fact, it was an old post that has resurfaced. It was simply speculation and actually a germ of an idea for a novel. I am a published novelist and short fiction writer with several books to my credit easily checked up on the web. That article was not an attack on you, so please stop saying that, because I'm getting a slew of hate email from that. In fact, I've gotten dozens of emails challenging me to go on the air with you. Signed, Michael Hemmingson, San Diego. So, I provided with a phone number, called Michael, author of the Black Ops post, and here he is. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hi, Art.
Let me get rid of the echo here, see if I can get rid of the echo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, that sounds better.
Okay.
All right, you are now on the air. I take it you stay up late.
Oh, yeah, I stay up late. I'm in the arts field, so.
I'm going to have to ask you to stay really good and close to the phone and kind of shout at us.
Oh, okay, how's that?
Oh, much better.
Much better, okay.
Yes. Now, this is some scenario you put together about me.
Well, you know, it was pretty funny. I think you read it last Monday on the air.
On the air, I did, and then put it on.
And I just turned the radio on.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I just turned it on, and I was going to go to bed early that night, and I was thinking, man, that sounds like my writing.
My words, huh?
Yeah, and I called my girlfriend up, and she goes, doesn't that sound like, and she goes, don't you remember that article? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that is my writing.
Uh-huh.
But the thing was that I had posted that on several internet groups.
Yeah, but you know where it ended up, UFO Mind?
Yeah, I checked your webpage and found it there.
Now, UFO Mind is considered to be a cut above all other such groups, you know, where really good information is sent. You're aware of that?
No, I was. I really haven't even checked that page out. I've heard of it, but I've never... Hadn't had time to really check.
When did you write this this wonderful work of fiction?
Well, it must have been, I think it was probably November or December of 96.
Of 96?
Yeah, I noticed that the posting said July of 97. I know I wrote it long before that, but I think it had been traveling and...
Little time compression there, Michael.
Well, yeah. But I think it had been reposted or bounced around because since then, you know, I usually get like one or two emails a month about it. Usually people saying, I agree with you.
But it was so specific, you know. There I am, a talk show host, languishing in obscurity, a regional celebrity, but not known worldwide. Then all of a sudden I connect with the right guys in government, and shoom, the show goes.
Well, I was just kind of thinking about that because I was reading your autobiography, and you were talking about, you know, your struggles earlier on.
But Michael.
Yes.
Everybody in show business, radio, television, motion pictures, whatever, they all struggle for years. Everybody thinks that people become, you know, like back in New York right now, for example. Mm-hmm. They hear me in New York, say I've been there, half a year or something, a little under half a year.
Yeah.
To them, I'm an overnight success. But I'll tell you, I'm an overnight success who's been at it for about 35 years.
Right.
See?
Well, my idea, I mean, and like it was just a speculation. I wasn't going after you or anything, but...
Oh, but you should see the emails I get as a result of that.
and the emails I've been getting. But it just seemed to me, I mean, I don't know, I mean, do you ever... Well, of course, you probably think about this, but it just seems to me, I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. My mother has been telling me to listen to you for 5 years.
Own mother?
Yeah, you know, my own mother. She's a great fan of yours, and she's... probably listening right now.
Well, that probably means she's involved.
Oh, of course. And it just seems to me, I mean, it seems like a lot of your guests seem to be coming into strange peril. And
I never come into peril.
Well, not that we know.
Was the real thrust of the article. Wasn't, in other words... people around me falling like cordwood, but here I still stand.
Yeah, like David Oates' house. And mm-hmm. I guess he lives here in San Diego.
There he does. Then there's Richard Hoagland.
Hoagland and the Stephen Greer thing. And
mm-hmm.
Some guys in dark suits are going to break into my office right now.
Well, you know, I mean, words, Michael, have consequences. Now, let's admit something to the audience.
Okay.
Before the Washington Post even came out to talk with me, to interview me, which they did a few days ago.
And they contacted me, too.
Who did they go to? They went right to Michael Hemmingson in San Diego. Find out if it was... Well, actually, I don't know. Let me ask you. What did the Washington Post ask you?
The guy, I think his name is Mark Fisher.
That's right.
He asked me why did I write it, and he was mainly interested in people's, if I was getting feedback from it.
Yeah.
Which I told him, yeah, I was.
Do you still, as the Post would say, stand by your story?
I stand by my story as a speculation, not as an attack. Merely as could it be possible?
Can you understand that a lot of people reading your story, your speculation, would embrace it as fact?
I could understand that, but having gone, when I went on your webpage to reread it again, of something I wrote a year ago, and riddled with typos, too, because I was probably up late at night when I did it, I'm not sure if they would actually think I was being serious, or if it was just merely a speculation, not as, oh, yes, our bill is a CIA agent or something like that.
That this regional talk show host would meet up with these MIB types, and they would say, let's not stop him. It is decided, your words, quote, let's make him bigger for our purposes.
Well, I'm not too sure about your history. As I understand it, you originally, when you were regional, your show was more political in nature. You weren't discussing aliens.
Years and years ago, but it has been, you know, into the paranormal now for many years.
And hasn't your...
And by the way, I might add, it moved over there as a natural course of events, slowly,
okay.
With what the audience wanted. And I wanted it too. It was, you know, a happy little marriage where we just began to tackle topics that other people don't tackle.
Right.
And obviously, you too must have some interest in these areas. You wouldn't be posting in those news groups.
Oh, well, definitely. When I started listening to your show, I was hooked because I was interested in those areas, which which I guess is the reason for your great success. I mean, a lot of people are probably having those interests, but I think maybe a lot of people also might think, well, you know, because you discuss, or your guests who are meeting strange occurrences and lawsuits and death threats and cancer and everything else. I mean, I'm sure maybe many of your listeners are thinking, well, what's happening to these people after they come onto the show?
And why does Bell still live?
Well, see, my mom thinks you put up that webcam because just to make sure in case something happens to you, you know we're all watching you.
Oh, in other words, as protection for myself.
Yeah.
So that at the very least, you would see the guy in the black suit with the.
Or at least as a deterrent, you know. They're like, well.
Do you favor conspiracies? Do you sort of move in those circles?
Oh yeah, I'm very interested in conspiracies, and in fact they tend to fuel my paranoia a little too much. I was actually the other night you had some guest who was our caller who said he was listening to you in prison.
That's right.
And that's my computer.
That was your computer?
Yeah. Well, one of them is an old Macintosh SE.
Macintosh, that explains
it. It's a little fast. And there's a writer who recently wrote this great novel about being in prison, and I was talking to him, and I started talking about you, and he said, "Oh yeah, we all listen to them all the time," and I can just imagine people being in prison listening to your show, and their paranoia is being fueled too, you know.
Well, I suppose so. It also mentions here two of his frequent guests are Linda Moulton Howe and Whitley Strieber, both of whom have been known operatives of the CIA on UFO disinformation. Now, where did you get that?
Okay, well, that information.
I mean, that's pretty
stuff I got off the net from doing research.
You know, I don't think the word indictment is too strong. I mean, you're not a federal jury, of course, but a grand jury, but. But it is a kind of an indictment when you accuse somebody of being CIA and UFO disinformation artists.
Yeah, that's probably bad scholarly work on my part. I should have did a reference to where I heard about that, which is on a couple of pages. The All-Seeing Eye, I don't know if you ever seen that webpage.
The All-Seeing Eye webpage, no. So in other words, you're telling me you got this from some other webpage?
Yeah.
But see, the way you write it, to repeat again, two of his frequent guests are Lynn Moulton Howe and Whitley Strieber, both of whom have been known operatives of the CIA on UFO disinformation. I would say that's a rather strong and direct and doesn't represent itself as having come from an unattributable source or a website or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, probably a grave mistake on my part, but... I mean, I'm a great fan of Whitley's, but every time when I become fascinated with someone as Whitley, I'll do some research on him, and I pick up all these things. I mean, they're everywhere. A lot of people seem to believe that he is some operative of some sort.
He just seems like a guy to me.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy to me too. But I was, you know, it seems that a lot of people seem to think that.
Well, Michael,
not that I think that, but.
Not that you think that?
Well, you
so
know,
you mean you're withdrawing that?
I'm withdrawing an accusation, but I'm not withdrawing, you know, a sort of speculation. I mean, there's nothing wrong with speculation to say, well, you know, maybe
well, there isn't, but you wrote it not as a speculative statement, but as a statement of fact, Michael.
Right.
So you're withdrawing
I'm withdrawing my attack on that. Just saying that my post is a speculation.
Do you have any idea what you've done in my life, Michael?
No, I don't, Art. But...
I mean, can you possibly imagine what kind of letters and email and stuff I get that now that people think I'm a black ops guy?
Oh, come on, no more than you get before, that you've gotten before. I've heard people...
No, but you lay the foundation for everybody to grasp this and embrace it as shoaling up their belief system.
Okay, are you a black ops guy?
Of course. Listen, you're on the web, right?
I'm on the web everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, what I recommend to you is that you go up to the web, and I have left it up there longer than I thought I was going to. Have you seen my my studio cam shot tonight?
Not tonight, no.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I heard you talking about it. I just caught part of it. That's why I sent you that fax. So
I see.
What's going on?
Well, I don't want to give it all away. I'll leave it up there long enough for you to go and take a look, but it would certainly underscore everything that you've written.
Okay, so you're dressed in a black suit in the dark classes.
Oh, it's more than that, Michael. I wear black a lot. My audience will tell you that. But, I mean, this is far more serious than that. Nevertheless, Michael, you've ruined my life.
I haven't ruined your life.
You have.
I have not.
This has circulated everywhere. Now it's probably even going to be in the damn Washington Post.
Well, you know, we'll bounce back from it.
Well,
but speaking of which,
tongue in cheek, yes, a little bit, but you know, you asked me, are you government black ops? And my answer is, oh yeah, sure. What else am I going to say?
A lot of people are going to believe that.
If I say no, what a joke! Come on, why would you even write this kind of crap? Then what do you think people will think? In other words, there's no way.
To tell you the truth, I, you know,
there's no way out of this, Michael. For me, no way. Once you write something like that, it is like an indictment, because as I told you, people take it and they embrace it and use it to prop up their already sort of twisted belief systems about me. And now I've got to live with that for the rest of my life.
I'm sorry.
All right, Michael.
But, you know, to show you how much I love your show, I'm producing a play with you as sound design in it.
You're doing what?
I have a character calling you on calling your show in the play.
Oh,
yeah. Talking about her hybrid alien children. She's kind of an offshoot of Pamela.
Pamela?
Yeah.
The lizard?
The lizard queen.
Oh, my. And this play, where do you intend to, what hopes do you have for it?
Well, it's just the characters are in a motel room and they're meeting for sex and they're listening to your show. So it's, you know, Art Bell and sex.
Art Bell and sex?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
During my program?
During your program? Well, I mean, they're late at night.
Oh, God knows how much of that goes on across the country at these hours. Anyway.
I think it does. I mean, I've been in motel rooms for sex listening to your show. So.
Michael, you've been in motel rooms having sex listening to my show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, also in my own home. I mean, you just, sex and Art Bell go hand in hand. They do. I don't know why. You know, and my girlfriend can't stand listening to you. I just tell her, you know, there's something about your voice.
Take away from the magic of the moment or something?
No, not at all. It's a great ambiance sort of thing. So I decided to write a play about that. Kind of embrace that.
So great. So we go from posts on UFO Mind to a full-scale play. You're trying to ruin me, huh?
I'm not trying to ruin you. This was an act of admiration.
An act of admiration. I'm in league with the government, feeding the American people disinformation about ufology and God knows what else, in secret league with God knows who out there. I mean, that's,
you know who.
I mean, how can you call that an act of admiration?
Well, not the post.
That's
play.
An act of ruination.
Oh, it's not ruination. It's probably gonna add you a couple more films.
Yeah, right. They really come on board for black ops people.
Of course they do.
Well, all right. In honor of your coming up here to confess, I have reposted on the front page your indictment.
Okay. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of emails about it.
Later, Michael.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah, there's the guy who wrote it. Good night, all.